This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It is a tough time to start a high-end clothing store in downtown Colorado Springs. 26-year-old Rebecca Moon is the new business owner. We met her earlier this year, and CPR's Dan Boyce is following her story.
Tucked into a downtown alley is a stylish little bar. Think kind of a speakeasy vibe.
I just popped into Shame and Regret to hang out with Rebecca while she's working her first shift back post-quarantine.
That's Rebecca Moon's boyfriend, David Frink. Rebecca was laid off from this bartending job in March when the state shut restaurants down. Now she's back working Mondays and Tuesdays.
Which are kind of the bad money nights.
I was going to say, like the slowest nights?
Yeah, but my shop is open Wednesday through Saturday, and I like to have Sunday off with my boyfriend, so.
She says her store, Moonbeam Clothiers, has been doing okay, mostly, since its grand opening in June.
Had a lot more foot traffic, a lot more people coming in.
That waxes and wanes, however. So the bartending job and other custom sewing projects continue to pay the bulk of her expenses.
Green tea shot and two Jamesons with a coat back.
For now, her shifts at Shame and Regret are stable. It serves food and thus was able to stay open when Governor Polis reclosed bars a couple weeks ago. Though Rebecca admits business has been way down since the governor's additional ban on alcohol sales after 10 p.m. Her boyfriend, David, commiserates.
So I'm the beverage director for three restaurants that opened in downtown Colorado Springs in December.
A cocktail bar, a tapas bar, and a cafe. They shut down in March and reopened end of May.
It's kind of crazy just because everything changes every day.
The restaurants certainly were not designed to survive at 50% capacity, so David's trying to hustle and find new angles.
We've got to start marketing ourselves as to-go cocktails, to-go bottles of wine, to-go whiskey pours, to make this sustainable.
Results have been mixed. David's not sure the restaurants will last a few more months under current rules. Meanwhile, Rebecca recently received some sobering news. Another female-owned clothing store on the same block as Moonbeam Clothiers just shut its doors for good. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And there's more from Dan's story at CPR.org. And coming up this morning, we'll head to Western Colorado and the Mesa County Fair. You'll hear the sound of sheep in just a few minutes. This is CPR News.